Chapter 6, Satan, Demons, and Spiritual Warfare. In Matthew 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Then Jesus was led, or guided, by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, the desert, to be tempted and tested and tried by the devil. And he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights. And later he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are God's son, command these stones to be made loaves of bread.'" Then in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 12, it reads, "In conclusion, be strong in the Lord, or be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all of the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly or supernatural sphere." Chapter 6, Devotional 1. Soldiers telling war stories. Satan falls from heaven. In Luke chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, we read, "The 72 returned with joy and said, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.' He replied, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.'" Telling stories is an integral part of manhood and serves a vital role in males' rites of passage. Men have gathered around the fire and told stories for thousands of years. These stories often deal with their struggles or battles in the major arenas of life, like marriage, children, sex, money, work, hobbies, religion, and politics. They use these stories to recount detailed descriptions of their struggle, acts of sacrifice, courage, conquest, sorrows, and the agony of defeat. In the verses here we've just heard, we see Jesus and the disciples telling stories of the great spiritual war. Scripture tells us the disciples were filled with joy as they told of their success in casting out demons. With 72 disciples, the storytelling must have gone on for hours. I can only imagine the sense of wonder and excitement that they felt, hearing each other's story of attack and victory as they cast out demons. Each story proved that God's word, faith, and righteousness will defeat sin and evil. Their stories must have served to build their courage and confidence in their mission. After listening to their stories, Jesus shared the ultimate war story and recounted the day, quote, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven," unquote. Can you imagine the look on their faces as Jesus relates the details of God's casting Satan, Lucifer, son of the morning, see Isaiah 14:12, the fallen angel, liar, accuser, and father of demons, out of heaven? Jesus has given us power, dominion, and authority. He gave us victory on the cross and covered us with his blood. We have his armor and his word. Are you using them to confront Satan, demonic spirits, and win battles? Do you have any war stories? If not, I encourage you to get busy and join the battle. Soon, you will have your own stories to share and encourage other men. Lord, thank you for sharing the most important story of all time, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. I find confidence, hope, and courage in your word. Give me boldness to face Satan, knowing that with you, I win every battle, every time. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.